everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. We're at episode 30 of Two Chairs No Waiting. This is our listener feedback episode, our sixth one. So we're glad to have you. We have several items sent in by our listeners, so I want to thank each of them for sending in or calling in with them. And I also want to thank all of you who listen and enjoy spending some time here in Mayberry at Two Chairs No Waiting. We want to thank you for listening. And you know, tell all your Mayberry friends about the podcast. And, you know, hey, maybe they'll enjoy it as well. So just let them know about it. We're going to get right on into it so we can get things done and you guys won't be stuck listening to me ramble. So we're going to go into emails. Our first email is from Rob. He actually wrote in to Kevin Burke from over at BurkeOnMayberry.com, the podcast of Burke on Mayberry. And Kevin forwarded it to me. He had a question, and so I'll just go ahead and read it to you. He said, "Hi, I just discovered your Burke on Mayberry podcast." Currently, he was listening to Irresistible Andy. Kevin was doing a review of that episode. He said, "I guess I finally found a use for Twitter." You may not know what Twitter is, but it's an online thing that you can do on the internet. "Because of it, I found out about Two Chairs No Waiting. And then through that, I found out about your podcast, Burke on Mayberry." And he goes on to ask this question. He said, "I'm looking forward to when you get to colored episodes to see if you can explain why everything is in green. I hang out on the MayberryStateOfMind.com chat room, and I've mentioned the thing about the everything being green, and the guy who runs the site said it's because it still had to look good for those people who were using black and white televisions. I'm sure that's the reason, but I would be good to hear other opinions, if there is another opinion. That would also explain why Gomer's show was set in the military. Everything could be green and nobody would notice." So that's Rob's email. I've always thought the reason that the show, the sets were in green was because of the black and white. I never really thought about them keeping it that way for people using black and white televisions, but I believe they had painted the set in black and white or in colors that would look good in black and white so that when they, played the contrast and everything, it didn't matter what the color actually was so long as it looked good on television and the contrast were correct. But I'd be interested to hear some of you guys that may be experts in television. Maybe you guys have got some good ideas about why that would be. So I wanted to read that so that you'd know about it. And hopefully some of you guys will be able to write in or call in and give us an explanation about why you think that the colors were green. Next up, we got a question about, was something wrong with part two interview with Russell Hyatt? It comes in from Janet. Janet wrote in and said, "Hey, Alan, something went wrong with the file for the last podcast. At least for me, maybe you're hearing from others about this too. When I tried to play it, it sounded like it was in a massive fast-forward mode. I could make out traces of your voice, but the whole thing sounded like it had been put into a blender. I tried listening to the download file, but the result was the same. If it's just me, please resend the file. Otherwise, I'm sure you'll be resending the link to everybody. Thanks, Janet." There was a problem in that episode, episode 2. And if you look at the website now, it says Russell Hyatt interview corrected, part 2 corrected. So it was my fault all the way. You know, I got a little cocky, uploaded the sound file wrong, and I didn't listen to it after I uploaded it. So then when you guys got it, emailed to you, or you got notified about it, if you got to it before I was able to fix it, it sounded really strange. So I want to thank Janet and others for letting me know about it. And sorry about that, and I'll try to do better in the future. But it did sound really strange. But if you go now and listen to the Russell Hyatt interview part 2, it sounds fine. And Don had also written me about it, and I wrote him back and thanked him. Then he wrote me and said, "I really enjoy the podcast. These interviews are a great idea. Thanks for sharing them with us, Don." And also, final email we've got was from Mr. Schwamp. He wrote in again, and he said, "Hearing Russell Floyd Hyatt's interviews brought back memories of one of my visits to Mount Airy and getting a haircut from him. His personality and love of the people is the thing that makes Mount Airy turn into Mayberry for all the fans that go to Mayberry Days. Keep doing what you love and enjoy the podcast. They are fun to hear." So thanks to Mr. Swamp for that. Mr. Swamp, by the way, is my dad. So I want to thank him for writing in. And he called in before, so he wrote in this time so he wouldn't be on the podcast. But I read his note anyway. So thanks, Dad. I really appreciate it. All right, folks, now we got some voicemail. First up is Paul Bomber. Paul Bomber's our guy over in Afghanistan, so let's hear him. We get to actually hear his voice because he called in and left a voicemail. So here's Paul.
Floyd, Allen, rest of the gang, hoo-yah, hoo-rah, hoo-ah, all that. Like to call in and share a few words. This is Paul, your friend in Afghanistan. I want to express my appreciation on this, your preferred choice of communication, the Two Chairs No Waiting hotline. Thank you for the Russell Hyatt interview and that personal experience with your son. That was cool. As you know, my days are counting down here in Afghanistan, and it's been a rough ride, but thank Lord we're closing in on the first week of June, and the podcast is a part of my entertainment experience here. And when I'm in the office listening to it, people around, they know. They say, oh, Chief's listening to that Mayberry show again. So I've learned and enjoyed while listening to it. It's a good part of the Andy Griffith Mayberry online community. We share a camaraderie together and a lifestyle, don't we? I think that's kind of what it is like a lifestyle, huh? So hello to all my Mayberry, Andy Griffith Show, Two Chairs No Waiting friends. And if you had a chance, I tried to share some images on Miss Crump's blackboard on the recess part there, if you get to see, just to show a little bit of what's going on. And I'll have to get a picture of the quarterdeck that I flew that flag at for you there, Alan, the Task Group Trident quarterdeck where the flag was flown. I know you want to keep this short, so I'll close down. Just wanted to take my turn, leave a message. Thank you for your service on the podcast. Thank you and your listeners for the thoughts and prayers and support, and for sharing our lives together in this fashion. Look forward to the next one, and I look forward to hearing them from home here shortly. So God bless y'all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Wow, we want to thank Paul for calling in. That was great to hear his voice. He's not got a lot of days left over there in Afghanistan, so he'll be coming home soon. And I'll put links on our show notes to the pictures he's talking about that he left at Miss Crump's Blackboard. You can find that at Mayberry.com as well. It's the forum or the Blackboard. You'll find either one, bulletin board. You'll find those pictures there in the recess section. But you can go and look at them. You don't have to sign up. They'll be there. I believe you can. Actually, you may have to sign up to be able to see the pictures. But just sign up and become a member over at Miss Crump's, and you can talk to some of the fine people over there. And we really want to thank Paul and for the service that he and the men over in Afghanistan have been providing. Now we're going to go in and hear from Jack. Jack's going to give us a few comments. So here's Jack.
Hey, Alan. This is Jack in Jacksonville, Florida. And just got through listening to the Charles Dowell Part 1. It was really great. I can't wait for Part 2. And I really like the introduction. Music and the music that plays when it's over, the town band, that really adds a good touch. Thank you. Looking forward to part two. Bye.
Well, I'm glad Jack likes the music. I got to tell you, the Mayberry band music that we use to do the opening theme and the closing credits as well, that, it brings a smile to my face every time I hear it. It really gets me ready to go and have a little bit of fun here in Mayberry. So I'm glad he's enjoying it. And thanks again, Jack, for enjoying the podcast. Now we got another call from Butch. So let's hear from Butch.
Hey, Alan. This is Butch Ruffner with the Still Single, Ugly and Pit and Prunes chapter in Kays, Illinois. I just want to let you know how much we all enjoy your shows, especially the last few with Russell and Charles. This year, my wife, Valerie, and I will be attending our 15th Mayberry Days. We came down in 1995 and been coming back ever since. When we first started coming, like everybody else, we wanted to meet the cast members. But as we kept coming back, we realized the reason we came back is that we fell in love with the town and the people. Now the trip's more for seeing the friends we've made over all these years, and plus, of course, having a pork chop sandwich. I think that's why I've enjoyed your shows with Charles and Russell and all the tribute artists so much, is because they're the ones, along with yourself, that make Mayberry Day so much fun. I'd like to see you go ahead and keep having shows like this. Someone earlier mentioned Debbie and Daryl Miles. I think they'd make a great show. They did what a lot of us would love to do. They packed up and moved to Mount Airy. Another show could be with Tanya, who does so much for Mayberry Day. She could tell us how it all got started and how it grew to be as big as it is. And don't forget Jim Clark. He'd be a good show. But whatever you do, we'll have fun listening to it. And thanks for all your work on the podcast and who's been messing up the bulletin board. It makes it a little easier to get up and go to work every day knowing that there's going to be news from Mayberry when you get home. Once again, thanks, Alan. You're a prince, just a prince.
Again, thanks for Butch. Hey, we really appreciate him calling in. And he's right. I would love to talk to the Miles up at Mayberry on Main. I talked to their daughter this past weekend, Sam.
She performs with us from time to time as a Mayberry tribute artist. She does Ellen Brown, the manicurist. So Floyd really enjoys having her around. Yeah. Anyway, she's been the manicurist before. And I asked her this weekend about maybe doing an interview with them, and she said they'd love it, so I'll try to catch up with them. Now, Jim Clark, I talked to him, and Jim, he doesn't want to do one. He said there's too much information about him already out there on the internet, and he doesn't want to do another interview. But I'll try to catch him and wrangle him down and get him to do an interview with us, and we'll catch up with him. So, again, thanks, Butch, for the input. And we got our final voicemail from Eric Lowry. So let's hear from Eric.
Hey, Alan. This is Eric Lowry. I just finished listening to the second episode of Charles Dow. I want to thank you for bringing those out, Charles' interview and Russell's interview. It was so great to hear those guys and the things that they were telling about things that were on the Andy Griffith Show and in Mount Airy. Some of them I knew, some of them I didn't. But the very first trip I made to Mount Airy several years ago, I saw one that I didn't hear about. As I was making my way towards the old part of town, I passed the street corner that said Haymore and Rockford. And I remembered the episode, if I have it correct, Andy told Barney to go fix that stop sign that was always falling down there at the corner of Haymore and Rockford. So I had to turn on that street, and lo and behold, that's where Andy's boyhood home was. So many neat things like that. Thanks again. It was great to hear those guys, and keep up the great work. We sure love the podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, if you're ever in Mount Airy, you'll definitely want to try to run across Andy's place there, and I'll have a link to the Andy's home place. It's actually now a bed and breakfast. You can actually stay there. If you're ever in Mount Airy as well, you'll see the water tower. The water tower is basically right above Andy's home place, so it's really easy to find. So, anyway, I want to thank you for mentioning that. Thank you, Eric. And that's it for this week's episode, folks. Let me get my notes here. What else have I got to tell you? Oh, yeah. This episode is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. They all are. So drop by Weaver's and try to, you know, help Weaver out. You know, the economy's bad, but, you know, you can't ever have enough Mayberry stuff. So drop by there and see what he's got and pick up something. They've got some nice new T-shirts. They got some other things that I'm sure any Mayberry fan would love to have for birthdays or anniversaries or wedding gifts, you know, just anything. We'd love to hear from you. If you got answers to some of the questions that came up today on the episode, please call in and leave them for me. You can call me at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can just leave a comment there on the Mayberry.com/podcast website, the home of Two Chairs No Waiting. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for those guys and gals who emailed or called in. And we hope to hear from the rest of you. Thanks, and keep listening. Talk to you next week.